Today, the Rend Lake College School of Cosmetology, free haircuts.
Free haircuts, yes. What we have done, as you said, today's National Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. So what we did was the faculty, staff, and students at Rend Lake College and Studio RLC got together and decided what better way to show our appreciation for all of the law enforcement, the men and women out there that put their lives on the line every day to keep us safe, than to give free haircuts all day today.
All right. So flat tops for everybody.
For everybody. Come on in.
What about hair coloring? Just checking.
We do. We do hair coloring. Right. We do. I can roll a mean perm.
Oh, can you? All
yes,
right.
I can.
Because some of that grade that you get out, you know, when it comes to police officers, it's one of those things where, you know, you got to be squared away.
Correct. Yep. Got to look good.
All right. So what time today?
From 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. and again from 5 p.m. until 8 a.m.
All right,
or
so
8 p.m.
So you just come in and bring a can of pepper spray, or you show your ID, or you
come in and show a showing. ID, it's active or retired, law enforcement and correction. Come on in, show an ID, and get a free haircut.
And corrections.
And corrections,
well, that's
yes.
good. That's worthy of note. Now, this is the Rend Lake School of Cosmetology. Maybe a law enforcement agent says, you know what, I'm going to avail myself of this today.
Absolutely.
How do they find this location? How do they find specifically where to go here?
Rend Lake Marketplace in Mount Vernon. Walk-ins are welcome, or you can call ahead, 618-242-8459.
Literally make an appointment today.
Absolutely.
So Law Enforcement Appreciation Day, it's all day. Once again, those hours, Joe?
10 a.m. till 3 p.m., and again from 5 p.m. until 8 p.m.
All right. You know, when you look at being a cop, how long have you been a police officer?
14 years.
Really?
Yes.
So you've seen the change. You were a police officer before we saw
Absolutely.
This shift, for lack of a better word. You know, because when you look in St. Louis, they had a new class and they were trying to recruit. They couldn't get enough people for their freshman class. They did what they could, but it was not what their goal was.
Right. It's getting harder and harder to recruit new officers.
So, you know, when it comes to this, I've actually, you know, been in a position where I was with a police officer dealing with someone that didn't want to get in the back of a police car. And my little touch with law enforcement and you know, trying to get somebody who was handcuffed in the back of a car, and I realize whenever they're in their back in a police car, they can kick really well. They got a lot of great power behind them, and they can. And it's just one little glimpse of what you deal with on a regular basis, and it's intimidating. It's really intimidating. Go along with the Illinois State Police on ride-alongs, and the first thing they do is here, put the vest on. You know, I think it's an eye opener for me. And maybe other people as well, when you realize that at any time now, especially in larger metropolitan areas, but it really doesn't matter where you are now.
No, anywhere. Small town, rural Illinois. It can happen.
That it's a dangerous, dangerous job. How's your family deal with it?
They deal with it. Lots of prayers.
Right?
Yeah.
And thinking positively.
Yep, thinking positive. Rely on your training. Rely on your partners and lots of prayers.
Because, see, at the same time where you're dealing with someone who may be unruly, unsafe, community threat, you've got opportunity to help people too. Happens all the time.
Absolutely.
And I think that goes underreported.
Yep. I think that's the most rewarding part of the job is actually getting to help somebody. You know, whether it's somebody that's having a rough time and just needs someone to talk to, or helping somebody on the side of the road with a flat tire.
You know, because I have specifically a friend of mine, former Carterville Police Chief Orrin Drew, had talked to me on a number of occasions. You don't understand how many opportunities come if you treat people with respect. The opportunities to help them and even change the direction that they're going. And that's, once again, I think this opportunity, when you see good police officers, part of the community, they're there to help, not to punish.
Correct.
But it doesn't stop your heart from skipping a beat when there's a cop behind you on number 13. Right?
I am a police officer, and I still get that way. perfectly fine.
Hey, Joe, thanks for coming in this morning. Rend Lake College School of Cosmetology is part of National Law Enforcement Appreciation Day.
Thank you.
Appreciate the job. You too, Joe.